You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
60 degrees, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Little fog where you are, or maybe the fog's just in your head. Brew some coffee, we'll be okay, right?
Let's go.
It's Wednesday, get excited about Wednesday.
I need a coffee.
Oh, if you want coffee, you gotta get past tantrum.
You're in for a brood awakening.
Here we go.
Have a listen to this.
It's electric.
I could get into that.
It's exciting.
I feel like this is my new favorite show.
It's unbeatable.
It is a thrill. I love this show.
It's memorable.
The show has become very, very silly.
Yes.
That's why I love it.
Let's start the show. Here we go.
WQKX.
Hopefully this is your favorite show, because I've been doing it a long time. Morgan in the Morning, shall we talk sports next? Or maybe I'll get in trouble. That's why we have Rob the Sports Center.
Hey.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, here we are, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, because Monday we talk about the weekend, and then Tuesday we talk about Monday for football. And, well, whatever. It's Wednesday morning, and I promise you I'm not going to talk about sports in the first break of the show. However, for those of you who complain that I do talk about sports, because I'm such a sports guy, I stumbled on this morning, and I thought it was hilarious. A TV weather woman, all right, a meteorologist on a television station in Texas trying to talk live on TV about the weather when Texas A&M is about to beat Alabama in the hugest upset of the season this year. Now, this happened Saturday, but I just found it today, and it's hilarious.
Efforts is really focused on the Texas A&M and the Alabama game.
We're tied right now. It's 38-38. We have the ball. It's like a minute 26 left. We just need to eat the time against
the weather. But you're the weather lady.
And then we win. It'd be the first time beat Alabama since Johnny Manziel.
I'm trying to let her know that we do need to hear about the weather, though.
That's right.
I think you have a good forecast. People are going to want to hear about that.
Can they wait to after the game? Although we're getting a lot of rain this week, I thought I would let you guys know about it.
Listen to this.
The fall foliage right now is this week. We're expecting it this week. It's going to be around Friday.
She has no clue now. She's lost it.
This week right now.
So forget it. Don't even talk about fall foliage in Texas or the weather. She is completely into the fact that Texas A&M upset Alabama while she was live on television. Now that's good live TV.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We've got late night sound bites, as always. You know, there's a Home Alone reboot on the way. Jimmy Fallon talks about it. Stay with us.
Be a part of the show, Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Yeah, we'll talk about anything, anytime. You need somebody to talk to this morning, I'm right here. Morgan in the Morning. Those of you who know me know I love cartoon characters and animated voices. I do some voice work from my studio at home, but I haven't hit it big yet. Like, I'm not the voice of a Fred Flintstone reboot or anything like that. Check this out. Bill Murray has already played a Marvel character, and none of us had any idea. Listen.
Let's observe another scene at Swanson's garage.
We got her purring like a lamb, Johnny boy.
Good, that's the way it should be. There's only one thing I like better than working on cars.
What's that? Hey, look. What's that in the sky?
That's my cue. Flame on.
Hey, Johnny.
Flame on. Bill Murray as the Human Torch in Marvel Comics. Whoever knew? It's a clip from the very first episode, Fantastic Four. I don't know, Google it and find, you know, take a look at it. It's actually pretty cool.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Chad Hirschberger in for Mark. He's got the news. Rob the Sports Center. We've got the AccuWeather forecast, which isn't looking too bad. And Bill Murray, if you're listening, hook me up, man. 60 degrees, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Chad's in for Mark this morning. You know, we actually did the bratwurst candy corn thing yesterday, and I'm fearing that people in this area might actually like it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I made fun of it, and, like, people were like, why?
Next.
for Easter. They're going to have bratwurst with peeps.
Don't say it. The peeps?
The peeps.
Don't say it.
I like the fact that there was Oktoberfest beer in it, too.
Well, that's a good thing. Yeah. Hey, coming up, and there it is. We don't call it stupid news, but today's theme would be, before you leave the house, make sure you check the dog.
Well, this bag is 5.5 pounds overweight.
Ah, so your carry-on is 5.5 pounds overweight. What do you think that 5.5 pounds is, Chad?
Well, considering you said check for the dog, I'm going to guess Fido has joined the trip.
It's not bratwurst and candy corn, that's for
nope.
sure. Morgan in the Morning, stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
All right, you're leaving for vacation, you pack your bags, you rush to the airport, and this happens.
Put it on the scale, and this bag is 5.5 pounds overweight. So, really quick, we're like, oh, we've got to rearrange some stuff. Opens it up, and there's our dog out of my boot, like coming out of my boot with his head popping up. She's the burrower. That's what she does. She burrows in clothes. She burrows in, obviously, suitcases now. They've got a heck of an employee in Kathy. She went above and beyond. Never made us, you know, they could have turned it in. We were trying to smuggle a dog to Vegas or something. Never acted like that. They were extremely gracious. Like I said, she was willing to watch our dog for us while we were gone. Thank goodness we found this dog, because you'd have got to Vegas and you probably would have had a deceased animal in your bag.
Well, there is that, buddy, but there's also this. It's called a kennel, okay? And when you leave the house, even every morning, don't you say goodbye to your
dog? For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Viral comedy is still to come. The one chip challenge. We'll talk about that. And did you ever argue with your goat? No. I mean an actual goat. No.
But
no in-law jokes. No.
I was just going to say, I'm thinking about that dog. Shouldn't they have guessed? I mean, the dog's name was Blackjack.
There it is.
Good day, son. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, today is National Metastatic Breast Cancer Awareness Day, and we're painting the valley pink all month long, so it's nice that these national markings fall in, within our month of really paying attention and giving credit where credit is due. Week number 3 of Painting the Valley Pink. Coming up later on this morning, we have got a guest on the show, because we do that every Wednesday, Jamie Bolick, and we'll talk to her about genetic testing and really cool stuff like that. So stay with us, all right?
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Chad's got the news, Rob, the Sports Center, and AccuWeather.
Keep your phone handy. Another Keys to Cancun with Liberty Travel keyword could happen anytime.
Yeah!
On 94KX.
That anytime is after the news. Stay with us. 60 degrees, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Stay with us. The latest keyword to Cancun with Liberty Travel coming up in just about 10 minutes. Keep listening. What else is on the way? Dua Lipa melts the heart of an 80-year-old fan.
My grandpa loves Dua Lipa, so we got him tickets for his 80th birthday.
80th birthday concert tickets ends out melting both hearts. Dua Lipa's and Granddad. Stay with us. It's on the way.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Of course, we've got late night TV. Seth Meyers, Lynn Hall waltzes in with the birthday buddies. Viral comedy and so much more this hour.
The best songs on the radio. 94.1.
WQKX.
In digital HD.
My grandpa loves Dua Lipa, so we got him tickets for his 80th birthday.
Dua Lipa, admission ticket, Richard Allen Walden.
And Elena Walden.
Dua Lipa concert! Are you me? Are you me?
Really? Is this a real thing?
Yes.
Holy
She posted you on Instagram.
Really? Isn't this great? This is amazing. Really, 5 minutes of fame, and this is the greatest thing to ever happen.
Dua Lipa's heart is melted by an 80-year-old grandpa who got tickets to her show from his family. That is a great story. Way to go, kids. Way to go, Grandpa.
It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
Beach. The word is beach. It's that simple. You don't go to Cancun without hitting the beach.
Text that keyword now to 49330 along with your hometown to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach, all-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX. Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Seth Meyers is a little confused about the new Superman. We heard about it yesterday. It broke the news yesterday, but Seth is still wondering about the old aspect of the old Superman. Late night soundbite on the way, birthday buddies and more. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
DC Comics announced that the new Superman character will come out as bisexual. Come on, it's 2021. The crazy part is that there are still Superman comics. You see, kids, he's a reporter at a newspaper. He's a what at a what? He changes in a telephone booth. What are you talking about? What are these things?
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay!
Hurrah!
Birthday buddies.
Huzzah. You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Yeah! We've got some celebrity birthdays. Sammy Hagar is 74 years
but
old.
But he does not look like it.
No, he looks
seriously,
good.
Seriously, he does.
It's
he
that,
does.
It's that tequila company that he owns. Must.
It's got to be that, yeah.
Which was yesterday's key to
the
Cancun.
The agave
yeah.
worm.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Happy birthday. R&B artist Ashanti.
Okay.
I mean, she had one hit that was pretty cool. It was called
cool.
Foolish.
It was. It is cool.
Ashanti. I had to say her name because nobody knew who she was.
See, my days are cold without you, but I'm hurting while
happy birthday, Ashanti. She's 41 years old today. Nancy Kerrigan, ice skater, is 52. Go ahead
poor
and say
Nancy.
It.
Why? The poor soul, though,
why?
Really.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Tanya's husband beat her on the knee. That was nasty.
Go ahead and Google it, kids. It's a terrible Olympic historic
poor,
story.
Poor Nancy.
Here's a good one. Jerry Rice, NFL wide receiver, record holder, Hall of Famer, now broadcaster, 59 years old.
Okay.
All right. She's a little bit country, but I'm a little bit rock and roll. Maria Osmond.
Maria.
You were
oh
supposed
goodness.
To say Maria Osmond. It's on the script, and
I
you started
too busy
laughing.
Sorry.
Okay. Maria is 62 years old.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Okay.
62.
I didn't know she was that close to our age. Okay.
Wow.
Oh.
And my man, my boy. My boy is celebrating a birthday today. He's 80 years old.
When I was a little boy.
When I was just a boy.
The devil. He looks good for his age, too.
He's not a boy anymore, but when he was a little boy, his mother would call his name and say, keep that devil away from you, boy. Paul Simon, Simple Simon, if you will, whatever.
Ryman Simon
uh-huh. was another one. The guy who left Garfunkel.
Indeed.
I just wanted to work in the word Garfunkel.
Because you don't say that in normal conversation ever.
It doesn't come up in normal conversation.
No.
Hey, how's your Garfunkel? Well, I had a rash, but we cleared it up.
I'm feeling much better now.
Those are the celebrity birthdays. Now we do the locals, in which we like to call...
Birthday buddies.
You are exactly right. Happy birthday to Angela Gramley. She's 45.
Oh, I love this lady's name. Brittany Mistifer. Ooh, I love that.
Oh,
from
wow.
Lewisburg, 36 today. Mistifer. There you
I
go.
Like it.
Yeah.
Daryl Schaefer from Pax Sinus. 53 years old today.
Deb Weichel from Middleburg, 53 today.
Happy birthday, Diane Wynn, an old buddy of mine from Norrie. She's 63.
Dusty Onavage, I think it is. That's a cool name, too. 31 today.
Gaylord Willier is 65.
Gina Trapani from Danville is 54.
Heidi Stover, happy birthday. She's 36.
Karen Checo, she's from Elysburg, 49 today.
Happy birthday to Kim Raker from Sealands Grove, 59.
Cody Mendenko is the sweet 16.
Happy birthday to Marla Booney. She's from Middleburg out in the boonies. She's 50 years old.
Marlon Wary Jr. from Sunbury, 41. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Melinda Miller from Bear Gap. She's 58.
Molly Greth from Sunbury, 24 today.
Nick Klein, 27.
Nicole Bingaman from Mifflinburg, 51.
Happy birthday to Rebecca Geiling. She's from Newport, 43.
Steve Benner from Danville. Happy birthday, 47 today.
Tim Russell from Norrie is 55.
And I think that's it.
No, there's not it, because there's a guy standing next to us.
Oh. Well, I think he left.
He just left the room.
Oh, I noticed someone was here.
I thought he was going to do the special birthday of the day. There he is.
There he is.
I am.
Are you the new Superman? You just came flying out of nowhere.
That was amazing.
Tall buildings.
or down the hall newsrooms. He leaves them all. Chad Hershberger is with us. Birthday buddies. Who's that special birthday today?
My dear wife has a birthday today. She is 29 again.
Any clue on how many times she's been 29?
No. Actually, maybe she turns 30 this year.
Chad.
No, she's 47 today. Happy birthday to Sarah Hershberger.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, if you got one, you could call it in on the Ford Fun Line.
You can tell Chad.
Yeah,
I just walked in the studio and said, hey.
There you go.
Just come in and, yeah, you can tell Chad.
You could use the text club. You can email. Or, of course, snail mail.
Snail mail is possible.
If you tell me the keyword is buddies, you have to tell me buddies.
Okay.
I need a keyword so I know.
Gotcha. Oh, so we're going to have your own.
I'm going to have my own text club. Yeah, tell Chad. I have my own keyword.
Keyword.
Buddies.
Buddies. Okay.
Sounds good. Hey, and he's right on the mark. No, that's another show and another radio station.
Yeah. The guy that's not here today.
He's right because every day at this time, that's what we call him, right?
It's birthday buddies, yes.
And there it is. Birthday buddies.
There you have it.
What was that?
I don't know.
What's coming up?
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Chad's going to hang around and do the news. Rob, the Sports Center has all the sports. The AccuWeather is on the way. Stay with us. Viral comedy and more coming up.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
60 degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Well, we just heard the news. How about the good news? How about a good song with four simple notes?
I haven't played one of these for a long time. Oh, wow.
An 81-year-old patient suffering from dementia writes a four-note song that makes it all the way to the orchestra. That story and more coming up. Good news.
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Yeah, an 81-year-old man suffering from dementia went viral when he created a song on the piano using only four notes. People love the song so much, they had it orchestrated. The orchestra loved it so much, they invited him to play publicly. Here's a sample of the finished product. That's good news. Google it because it went viral. It's well worth it. All right, two doctors walk into a bar. This is a true story. One was an anti-vaxxer.
Dr. Mitchell came up. Hey, is anybody sitting here?
Looked over and said, well, you're wearing a suit and it's 90 degrees out. What's, you know, something to think of, like, what's your story or whatever? And we started a conversation first about cancer and then moved very quickly to COVID and the vaccine.
He kind of just solidified really what made sense. I said, you know, well, if you give it to me, I'll take it. Done. We'll figure out a way.
He said he was a man of his word. He followed through.
That's good news. And how about a college graduation inside a prison.
None of us thought this would be possible, and we faced a lot of adversity in our lives and here, and I'm just so proud, and I'm so proud of everybody.
And it's really soaking in.
25 inmates graduated from college recently.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
And that's good news. I mean, three great stories. All right. If you have something local you think is good news, you can send it to us. Trust us. We'll put it in the file. Just T Morgan at WQKX.com for good news.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We're working our way toward a mic'd up session as we go pink. But first, some viral comedy. Would you ever get in an argument with a goat? I mean, an actual goat? You probably shouldn't. Trust me. And, well, another piece of weird video, I don't even know how to explain it. All I could say is, change your mind. Stay with us.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
All right, here we go with the viral comedy. A one-chip challenge. Wow, that would be hard because no one could eat just one potato chip. Well, you can if it's a Pocky. Pocky introduces a new, really, really, really hot chip. And there's only one in the bag, and they cost $5. This guy should have said no when his buddy started rolling the video.
Three, two,
no, don't do it,
one,
buddy. No.
Eight. Oh, my God.
There's several categories of this chip.
Oh, my God. Bro. Bro, I can still feel it.
The highest category being called real freaking hot. If someone asks you to do the one chip challenge on TikTok, ask them if it's a Pocky. Because if it is, say no. And would you ever argue with a goat? This guy does.
Bro. You want to fight? Yeah. Yeah? Huh? It's not worth it. It's not worth it. No. It's really not. You want to kiss? Make up.
Don't kiss the goat. No, he's only going to argue more.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94K.
Kissing a goat? What are you doing?
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Chad's got the news, Rob's got the sports, and we've got AccuWeather. We're painting the valley pink all month long. Mic'd up, we've got a guest, and her name is Jamie Bullock. And we're going to talk about the genetic side of breast cancer and how we're getting one step closer. Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning. 61 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Hey, it's October, you know that, and you know we love to paint the valley pink. Every Wednesday, we have a special guest, either in studio or on the Ford Fun Line, and we will talk to Jamie Bullock about genetics and how we can get you better. Stay with us.
QKX.
It's Morgan in the Morning on the way to work. Also this hour, Tom's top 10 or Tom's top list of ways you're late for work.
The best songs on the radio. 94.1.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We're painting the valley pink throughout the month of October, and that includes miking someone up every single Wednesday morning. Morgan in the Morning mic'd up today with Jamie Bullock. She's a biopsy technician at Evangelical Community Hospital and the Thyra M. Humphreys Center for Breast Health. And she's a busy lady, so she's talking to us online from Evan on the Ford Fun Line. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good.
All right. We're about to educate Central Pennsylvania because you're involved with genetic testing at the Humphrey Center at EVAN. First of all, for people that can't even imagine it, what is genetic testing?
So genetic testing is a simple saliva test. It is not blood test. It is a simple saliva test.
Okay.
Very easy.
So that's a great point, Jamie, because people that are afraid of needles or any kind of incision or that kind of thing, they're not going to have to worry because, I guess, can I say thanks to COVID, we all know how to stick a Q-tip in our mouth, right?
Yeah, Exactly.
Okay, so that's what it is, and it's genetic testing. Now, who qualifies? Like, what kind of patient would qualify for genetic testing?
So the patients that would qualify, we here at the Breast Center have teamed up with Ambry Genetics, and the patients that have a cell phone or an email address, they will get about 5 days prior to their appointment a survey to fill out. And within that survey, they have a lot of questions to answer. And within those questions, depending on how they answer them, will determine whether they qualify for the testing.
Oh, okay. So maybe it's based on a medical condition or maybe family history or something like that?
It's more of the family history workup.
Okay. Now you have that patient who fills out the survey and gets the genetic test. What do the results tell us?
So the results can tell us a couple different things. We mainly are looking for the ones that if a patient carries a genetic mutation, you know, whether it be breast, colon, can we proactively start their screening process for them? Mm-hmm. It is a 36-gene panel, so there's a couple different things that they look for. It's very simple.
Okay. All right. So in today's day and age, especially most recently, information is power. So you get this genetic testing. It gives you the information. That's the power to move forward on a patient. Give us an example of how that, you know, give us an example of the results maybe.
So a few examples, you know, here at the Breast Center, we look for the BRCA1, BRCA2, or any of the other genes that are linked to breast cancer. If a patient comes back with a breast cancer mutation, we then will bring them in to have the consultation with Dr. Turner, and we will move forward from there. We can start MRI process. We can start their mammogram process sooner than the 40-year-old age group.
Wow. So these patients, it all starts with the genetic test. The end result, do you and Dr. Turner get hugs?
Sometimes we do, yes.
I mean, because every Wednesday we talk to somebody as we continue to paint the valley pink with 94KX and the Evangelical Community Hospital. Every Wednesday we talk to somebody, and I just want to pull out the human aspect, like, because cancer is scary when somebody finds that out. But the end results are usually okay. Do you get hugs and well wishes? Do you see someone on the street months later and they say, hey, thanks a lot. Look at me now. And that's cool.
We do. We do have a lot of patients that, you know, are thankful that we're doing this just so that way that we can catch something if anything should arise sooner rather than later. And if they do have a positive mutation, then they can then start that screening process for their children or any other family members as well.
Oh, my. That's perfect, Jamie. We're talking to Jamie Bolick, biopsy technician at the hospital. And I guess you said it best, Jamie, when you said sooner than later, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Hey, coming up next Wednesday, you got something going on. That's October 20th. Kind of extending the mammogram hours.
Yes, we do. We have extended our mammogram hours that Wednesday. There will be prizes and snacks, and so come on out and enjoy.
Yeah.
It's till 7 p.m.
Okay, sounds good, and you could get information. As a matter of fact, if you want to call, it's 570-522-4200 to schedule your mammogram. And, of course, all the information you need is on our special pink page at WQKX.com. Jamie, thanks for taking time out of your busy morning to talk to us.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Paint the pink.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night sound bites continue. Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers. Something weird about Prince Charles' car. And a special treat for teachers. Also on the way, Tom's Top Tardy Times. Say that three times quick. Tom's Top Tardy Times. All on the way. Stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
In a new interview, Prince Charles said that the Aston Martin that he's driven for more than five decades now runs on fuel made from English wine and cheese. Yeah, it runs on wine and cheese, which sounds more like a t-shirt that your aunt would wear.
McDonald's is offering free breakfast meals this week to teachers and support staff, giving teachers a chance to do what they love most, eat in their car.
Body safe to shore.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goody room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, especially if you're starting late this morning. You call your boss, I'm going to be a few minutes late. If that's the story, we've got quite the story for you. 5,000 Americans polled, and the most popular answer was, I'm going to be a few minutes late, meaning 5 to 10 minutes late. People aren't that patient, though. 6% say they expect a person to be there on time. 9% said you better be less than 5 minutes late. So if you're calling your boss right now and saying, I'm going to be a few minutes late, it better be a few. 51% said 5 to 10 minutes. 23% actually meant 10 to 30 minutes. And 3% said it might be an hour. Well, no, they didn't say that. They meant that when they said a few minutes. Demographically, 18 to 25 years old, the most likely to be 30 minutes or more late when they say a few minutes late.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Chad's got the news. Rob has got the sports. And we've got the AccuWeather forecast. More talk on this whole pink October. Drinks for pink. A pink party bus. And, of course, cooking men. Stay with us. 62 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. You want to get on the party bus? I mean, I'm in the mood for a party. And we all need a designated driver once in a while. Well, there's a 94KX party bus, and it's pink. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Roll up for the mystery tour. That goes back a while. Actually, roll up for the 94KX party bus, the pink party bus. Your chance to win a chauffeured party limo bus to Shade Mountain Winery. All you got to do is just log on and take a look at our, you know, take a look at our Facebook page every once in a while. Find the party bus post on our page, our 94KX Facebook page, and share it. You know, just share it with your friends, and you're instantly qualified. Now, on Halloween Day, what a cool day to give this away, one winner will win the party bus so they can invite guests, up to seven of them, and, you know, get picked up and taken to Shade Mountain for a free wine tasting, drinks in the limo, of course, with yours truly and Sam Tyler. Sam and I will be your party hosts. A party platter will be included from our good friends at Honor Roll. But, oh, man, this is going to be a good time. Go to WQKX.com. For all the details. Speaking of good time, besides the pink party bus, we're doing Drinks for Pink again this year. The next one is coming up on Thursday. Details on the way. Stay with us.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, on the way, we'll do our parting shots, as we'd like to say. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Enjoy your day, everybody. It was great painting the valley pink with a guest in the studio. Jamie, you did okay. She did a great job. Every Wednesday, we feature people from the Thyra M. Humphreys Center for Breast Health at Evangelical. Dr. John, my man, Dr. John Turner will be our guest next Wednesday. I can't wait. Tied into that, today is National Metastatic Breast Cancer Awareness Day. Each year, nearly a quarter of a million Americans are diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. Wow. Early detection is the best answer. What did Jamie Bolick say this morning live on the air? Sooner is better than later. Remember that, ladies. And in a related note, today is also National No Bra Day. You ladies are encouraged to go to work with no bra on. Make the jokes however you want, but it's all for that early detection. And that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. Chad Evans is next. He's got another Key to Cancun keyword for you. All right, so does Mark Stevens this afternoon. But have a good day.
Thanks for listening.